Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, I want to play two pieces of audio for you guys because I think these pieces are really, really interesting. And these are things that if you are the Chiefs, you have to be factoring in. We are not that far from having a conversation on if the Chiefs should pay Rashee Rice. We have enough examples in the National Football League that once you get to the final year of your contract, that's when the negotiation time starts. It doesn't happen when your contract is over. It happens leading into the offseason of it being over. So we are going to have a pretty clear understanding, I believe, in where the Chiefs stand with Rashee Rice. Now, maybe they franchise tag him. That is always a possibility, but that's never what you're trying to do. No, you want to sign a player to a long-term deal. It is usually in your best benefit financially if you want to sign a player to that. So I want to play for you guys two separate pieces of audio and ask what I think is a very, very important question. Let's start with Nate Taylor. He said this on the Midday Show. Listen to what he said about Rashee Rice.
Hey, man, like the offense was kind of all over the place because you weren't around for the first 6 weeks, okay? You came back. They got you in the mix. And then the Buffalo Bills straight up asked you, you ready to beat man coverage? And then the Denver Broncos asked you the next week, straight up, hey, bro, you ready to beat man coverage? Okay. Now, any team with any pulse is going to say, hey, man, that's Derek Stingley. You ready to beat man coverage? It has become apparent that although he can create space, although he does have a good telepathic sense for what Patrick likes, especially when he scrambles, he does not give good effort when it's man-to-man, period. His effort is lacking when the play call is man-to-man or when there's a safety over the top that suggests, hey, man, I exist. You're their number one receiver, right? This is what Justin Jefferson gets. This is what Chase gets. Hey, man, like, you want to be the number one receiver, right? Hey, I'm a safety. I'm over the top.
You're going to have to work inside of that. Yeah.
Like, can you beat me? It's one-on-one. You want to give good effort? Hey, man, I know the play is not necessarily for you, but, like, how am I giving more effort than you?
That word effort came up a bunch there with Nate Taylor. A bunch. We'll get to that. We haven't spent nearly enough time talking about this, and I think everybody is guilty. Man, one of the reasons they're going to miss the postseason is their best offensive player was suspended for the first 6 weeks of the season. Do you think the Chiefs win one of those games if they have Rashee Rice available? I mean, maybe they don't. Do you think they beat the Chargers if they have Rashee Rice available, especially when Xavier Worthy went out in that game? Do you think they beat Philadelphia in that game if Rashee Rice isn't suspended? Like, that is some of the reason they dug themselves in a hole early is because, well, you didn't have your number one and number two wide receiver. Your number two wide receiver went out on a fluky injury. Man, your number one wide receiver was out because of his own poor decision-making. Those games mattered. Those games count. That is one of the reasons. It's not number one. It's not the most. It's not the number one reason why the Chiefs aren't making the playoffs. But not having Rashee Rice because of his own decision making is absolutely one of the reasons why the Chiefs are going to miss the postseason. So you weren't there when we needed you, and your effort is now being questioned. And that's just one person when it came to Nate Taylor. I want to play for you what Matt Verderam had to say. These are two independent people that work for two different places, and they are seeing the exact same thing on film with Rashee Rice.
The thing with Rice is very obvious. Do you trust him? I mean, look, it's not hard to see. There are times with Rashee Rice when he doesn't fall out on routes. He just doesn't. There are times, he was jogging in certain routes in that Texas game. And obviously all the off-field stuff that goes with him. So, like, are you going to give him $30 million a year over 4 years? And if you are, is every single dollar in that contract voidable if he gets as much as a jaywalking ticket? Like, that's the question. I mean, Duffy, you don't worry about any of that stuff. You do with him. And that's the push-pull. It's a very hard, hard decision for Red Beach to make.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That was Matt Verderam joining us on the show earlier today. I don't think we're discussing a talent issue with Rashee Rice. I don't think we're dealing with a talent issue. He's a very good receiver in the National Football League. There are kind of three boxes for me for Rashee Rice. If we're talking about the amount of money that people are talking about, we're not talking about you signing Rashee Rice to a two-year, $20 million deal. Or if it doesn't work out, what does it matter? We're talking about Rashee Rice is at a minimum, I think, asking for $25 million a year. At a minimum, I think, asking for $50 to $60 million guaranteed. We're talking about significant money. He has had a knee injury. Now, we were talking about this yesterday, and I realized something. Like, it's almost like you guys think it's less of a knee injury because of how it happened. Like, because it happened from Patrick Mahomes, it's less of a knee injury than if a defensive player hit him. Man, you blew out your ACL. I don't care if you broke your pinky toe because you stubbed it on your nightstand or you did it playing basketball. You broke your pinky toe. It hurts. So he had a significant knee injury, a green friendly fire, fluke injury. You still had a year you were off recovery, all of those things. And how does your body respond to you being out? So injury box, not 100% healthy. Man, the effort box is a big deal when we're talking about money. That's what we're talking about. And I think you see this example all the time. Man, if that's the kind of effort you give when you're trying to get the bag, what kind of effort do you get when you already have it? When you already have it. When you already got the $60 million guaranteed and it's already in the bank, if people are saying you don't try hard and work hard on your rookie deal, what does that look like when you've paid and empowered that player? I don't think the Rashee Rice contract extension is as straightforward as people are making it. There's no question he can play. He is a legitimate number two receiver in the league. Borderline high two, low one, wherever you want to put it. He is very good. But the fact that two people from two different platforms are telling you the same thing, hey, on these man coverages, he just doesn't try. He just doesn't try. That's not a good characteristic if the expectation is that's supposed to be your leader for next season. If Kelsey's gone, man, the offense goes through this individual. And if Nate Taylor is seeing that and Matt Verderam is seeing that, trust me, defensive coordinators are seeing it too. Hey, you can get this guy out of the game. You get physical with him. The play's not designed for him. He doesn't go. And they kind of need him to be that way. I thought that was very telling what we heard earlier today from Verderam. And when you couple that with what Nate Taylor had to say yesterday about the effort that he sees from Rashee Rice.
This creates a big problem for the Chiefs because no disrespect to Nate Taylor or Matt Verderam, if they are seeing it and they're tape watching and they're watching tape to write articles, that's no disrespect to their job. If they're seeing it, the Chiefs are seeing it, and I'm betting other teams around the league are seeing it. I don't think Nate and Matt stumbled onto something with his effort that no one else in the league has seen. So now, if his effort's in question, it's a problem for both you and potential trade value because people in the text line are saying if he's not giving good effort, trade him. If he's not giving good effort for the Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, and I know the season's gone bad, but all the infrastructure designed to make you succeed, if you ain't giving good effort there in a season on the line game, if I'm the Jets, if I'm the Colts, if I'm the Seahawks, pick a random team, am I giving up a premium asset for a guy that I question his effort? If the Chiefs aren't paying this guy because they're questioning his effort, why am I giving up a massive haul to get this guy? Like, now the Chiefs are kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place because he's got 1 year left. If his effort's in doubt or you don't think he gives maximum effort, you can't really give him $50 million. You can't give $50 million to a guy you don't think is going to try. And if you don't think he's going to try, why would the league give you anything of high value for him if his chance he doesn't try for them? It's different than the George Pickens problem, but it's pretty similar to the George Pickens problem. The Steelers realized we have a head case. We have a problem. We have to offload him to someone. We can't get anything back for him of super value, but we can't give him money. And they got stuck and took what we know based on Pickens' talent is pennies on the dollar to get rid of the Cowboys. The Chiefs are in. It's different, but the same spot with Rashee Rice this upcoming offseason.
Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, it's easy to throw shade at Rice, but damn, what should the Chiefs do? There's no wide receiver tree, as Ned Yost would put it. I would argue that if you were going to lose a player of good stature, and he's a good player, I'm not trying to paint like he's not a good player, the easiest position to replace right now in the NFL is wide receiver. It's the easiest position in the league to replace. And I would say there is a wide receiver tree. This offseason, Devontae Adams was available in free agency. You could have got Devontae Adams if you wanted to this offseason. Every offseason, there's a wide receiver that gets traded that didn't work in their previous place. You could have got George Pickens this year if you really wanted to.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.